Gospel Music Today here on How C Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Jean Grady.
We are glad you could spend some time with us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Jean has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is Rescued.
From the National Quartet Convention, I will be speaking to all the members of the Blackwood Brothers Quartet, and you've been listening to some new music.
A brand new CD by Pardoned.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading the singing news.
From the Memphis Quartet Show, the Classic Melody Boys exclusive concert video on today's program.
And what about those archives?
From a couple of years ago in Nashville, Tennessee, a CD release celebration from Mark 209 exclusive video on today's program.
Well, that's excited. Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
The McCameys have released a DVD of the NQC tribute to their 60 years of singing. Live Like No Other features live music and behind-the-scenes interviews. The Browns have released a new EP entitled Brave on the Stowtown label. The second single release is Better Off There, written by Sonia Isaacs-Yeary, Jimmy Yeary, and Wayne Hahn. Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee has named Gateway Management as Goodwill Ambassador for the state of Tennessee. The company is connecting their artists to the Tennessee Tourism Department and other state offices. Scott Godsey's Godsey Media Management has announced Arise Partners to bring artists and audiences together as partners in ministry. Partners will receive exclusive access to music and concerts, and their support will help cover artists' travel expenses to small churches. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to the Memphis Quartet Show, and every year the Classic Melody Boys come back to join, and it's always wonderful to see them. I think we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I won't lead me
to that rock?
Yes, lead me
to that rock.
Why don't you lead me to that rock? Is higher than I. Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why don't you
lead me to that rock that is higher than I?
Won't
lead me to that rock.
Yes, lead me
to that rock.
Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Well, if you go down into the fold to search among the sheep,
my brother,
thou hast been a shelter for me.
Boom, boom.
Well, you'll find him there, so I am told, with those he loves to keep,
my brother,
thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why won't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I?
Won't
lead me to that rock.
Yes, Lord, lead me
to that rock.
Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why don't you
lead me
to the rock,
to the rock
that's higher than I? Why don't you
lead me
to the rock,
to the rock
that's higher than I? Why don't you
lead me to that rock,
to the rock
that's higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Boom, boom, boom.
Only
to the rock that's higher than I.
Only me. Yes, Lord, lead me.
Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Boom, boom, boom.
Is higher than I. Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Melody Boys were on the road for many years, retiring in 2012, and that group that we saw in Memphis was the longest running lineup of the Melody Boys Quartet. And now they sing several times a year as the classic Melody Boys.
They were wonderful. Mm-hmm. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Jeff Chapman. Jeff sings with the Kingdom Airs, and his birthday is July 17. Gene has been listening to some new music.
The group Pardoned has the new CD out, and it's called Till the Poison's Gone. It was produced by Josh Bright. Most of the songs were written by member Rusty Rowan, and the current radio release from the CD is Preacher's Daughter. Also on the CD are Live and Forgiven and Keep on Praying. That's Till the Poison's Gone by Pardoned.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Littles at Bethel Baptist Church in Taylorsville, North Carolina on July 19. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
Rescued is a trio out of Knoxville, Tennessee that started out as part of a local quartet called Heart to Heart. Alice Overholt joined the group in 2000, and the following year, Danny Overholt joined the group. In 2002, two members retired, so Alice and Danny continued the ministry as a duo. Nita Province joined the group in 2009, and the group began expanding to other states, spreading the name of Jesus in song. In 2018, the group changed its name to Rescued, keeping their goal the same, to see souls saved. You can find out more about this week's feature group at rescuedministries.net. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with the Blackwood Brothers. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We were at the National Quartet Convention. We always look forward to talking to the Blackwood Brothers. And this conversation with the Blackwood Brothers is up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention with me, members of the Blackwood Brothers, and we want to welcome you guys to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you, Ken. Good to be with you.
Good work. We want to talk about current recordings, and I know you've got some really exciting things going on. But 2019, if I add this up correctly, is 85 years. Blackwood Brothers. Mm-hmm. Just run me through a little of that history.
Oh, my.
I know.
Well, my dad was James, and he and his two older brothers and a nephew started the group in 1934. Just, you know, blazed the trails for Southern Gospel Quartet music. And in 1950, they made Memphis our home, and that's been our base ever since. And a lot of great things began to happen. They signed with RCA Victor Records in 52, were on national TV in 54, and that decade just exploded for the group. And, you know, we're one of RCA's top religious-selling artists. So, I mean, just a lot of good things happened. You know, over the years, though, there have been, obviously from the early days when it was all family, there have probably been 75 or 100 non-family members come through the group, but always with a Blackwood at the helm. And about 10 years ago, I rejoined the group after having played with the group when I was a kid, but rejoined the group 10 years ago. And my brother Jimmy retired 7 years ago, and so I'm the lone Blackwood, and I have Butch Owens on bass to my right here, and Jonathan Mattingly behind me, and our tenor Wayne Little's not here today, but the four of us are the current Blackwood Brothers, and we travel and do what we do all over the country, and present the gospel.
You do it very well. We always enjoy whenever we get to see the Blackwood Brothers singing in a church or on a stage or wherever it is.
Thank you. You surprise us sometimes. You show up when we don't know you're going to be there.
That's right. Sometimes we surprise ourselves. Butch has sung with several other groups, of course.
I have.
How did you get connected with the Blackwood Brothers?
Funny story. I originally started with the Stamps full-time, and then the Florida Boys, and I sang with the Songfellas for a short time. I was not singing at all, and a friend of mine called me and told me that the Blackwood Brothers were looking for a bass singer, and was I aware? Of course, I was not at the time. So I made some attempts to get hold of them, but the only contact information I had was an 800 number online. And I called the 800 number on a Saturday and got a recording. I left my name and number, and the next day, Billy called me. And I thought, you know, it's a response to my recorded message that I left with the office. But Billy and the group were out in California at the time. And somebody out there that knew me from my stamps days told Billy that maybe he should give me a call and we should talk. Billy called. We did an audition weekend, and they hired me. And I've been here ever since. Been here for a little over 7 years now.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you. I'm sorry for that elongated answer there. I'm singing occasionally.
That's why they have energy.
We weren't at it too much of that. That was a good story. The newest guy, the group has been really had a lot of stability in the world of Southern Gospel. I'm very grateful for that. The newest guy, Jonathan, how did you get connected to the Blackwood Brothers?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'll try to condense it. I've sung my whole life. I sang with my family, the Mattingly family, since I was born. My mom and dad have sung together for 47 years, I think.
John's not that old.
No, I'm not that old. But my mom and dad, I mean, they have a long history in singing, and I'm the youngest of six children, so I grew up singing Southern Gospel music, and about 2.5 years ago, I felt the Lord calling me to leave my family and move to Nashville. Didn't know why. Didn't have a job planned or anything. But I really felt like that's what the Lord was calling me to do. And so Sarah and I moved to Nashville to try to further my career in music. And actually, the week we moved, Billy called me. And it was definitely a God thing, because
this is a great story.
It was 3 days after we had moved into our apartment that Billy called me and said, "Hey, this is Billy Blackwood with the Blackwood Brothers. We're in the process of looking for a lead singer. Michael Helwig, our lead singer, had to come off the road. He was diagnosed with ALS. Couldn't travel anymore. It was wearing on him. So he said, would you be interested in trying out?" And I said, "Absolutely. I would love to try out." Because I'd grown up listening to the Blackwood Brothers sing James Blackwood on the Gaither videos and my whole life. And so I said, I would love to try out. And so I said, "That'd be great. We're holding auditions at Family Room Studios in Gallatin." And I kind of chuckled, and I felt bad because I chuckled, and he said, what's so funny? And I said, that's literally like a mile from my house where we had moved to. So it was just right around the corner from where we had moved to. So he said, "Well, we're holding auditions there tomorrow." He said, "We'd love to have you come out and try out." And so I went the next day, and we talked and sung for probably an hour and a half, and went out on a couple of tryout weekends, and they offered me the job in June. And it's been 2 years, so they've kept me around, so hopefully I'm doing something right.
I guess it's working out. Well, it's been a little over a year now that we saw the ceremony at the Memphis Quartet show where Blackwood Brothers got the brass note for the Beale Street Walk of Fame. And then just a few weeks ago, Gene and I went and saw the now encased in concrete on the street brass note. Explain what that is.
Well, a lot of people know Memphis has a rich history of blues music, and of course it's home of Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins. A lot of music has gone on in Memphis over the years. And in addition to the Blackwood Brothers being our home, but there's a famous street that's basically tied to blues called Beale Street in Memphis. And they have, over the years, awarded recording artists associated with the recording industry a brass note, much like the Hollywood Star of Fame in Hollywood, California. Well, these are brass notes, quarter or eighth notes, and they inscribe your name on them, and they give them to artists that they feel are, you know, worthy of that. And so they contacted this committee that does that, contacted us and said, we want to award the Black Liberators one of these. And we said, well, okay. That'd be great. So they did. A year ago in Memphis, they awarded us that brass note. And then it takes a while, I think, to go through the process. They have to wait for the tourist season to die down so they can actually implant it. But they embed it in the sidewalk, much like the stars of Hollywood.
Yeah.
And all up and down Beale Street, there's, you know, Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis and B.B. King. And Blackwood Brothers are now in that brass note walk of fame in Memphis.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Kind of a good honor.
It is. It's fun just to find it, find that note. You have a CD with it's really different and really good. Tell me about the a cappella CD.
You know, Ken, I rejoined the group. I played drums with the group when I was a teenager, but I rejoined the group 10 years ago. And pretty much immediately, I had an arrangement in my head of It As Well With My Soul that I wanted to see if the guys would do a cappella. And we did. We learned it, and we would stage that. And then as time went on, we added one or two more. And I just I love the old hymns. I love what they represent. And so we had done a record called Classics about 3 years ago with He Touched Me and Who Am I and Blood Will Lose Its Power, I'd Rather Have Jesus Without Him, just 10 classical songs. And it was, I really felt, I'm not trying to just be spiritual, but I really felt like the Lord said, I want this to be what you do. And so I actually went to our record company and I said, I want our next record to be all old songs done with just a piano the way the Black Reviews used to do back in the day. And that's not real radio friendly. And so they, you know, kind of thought, well, okay, we'll try that. Well, it's been very successful. And then it came time to do a new record. And I felt like the Holy Spirit just kind of impressed me. Let's take that a step further. Let's do a whole selection of old hymns and capitalizing on the a cappella ones that we already had. Let's do the whole thing a cappella. So I began arranging those, picking the songs and arranging them, and spent several months, really honestly, in the back of the bus, just thinking through parts and writing everything out, because you can't, that's not the kind of thing you can do on the fly. You know, it really has to be precise. And so I wrote all that out and borrowed a couple of arrangements from people that already had songs, like I Sing the Mighty Power of God was a Couriers song that Neil Enlow arranged. But we put all that together, learned them all, went in and did the a cappella hymns CD. There are 10 old hymns, one new hymn, Christ Alone, but 11 songs, no instrumentation, just the four of us. And it was honestly real difficult. You know, there's no margin for error. And, you know, just kind of an aside, one glitch we had. Nowadays in recording technology, they can, in the studio, try to tune things. Well, they were trying to do that, but the arrangements were so unusual and the voicings and things were so difficult that process was just sending everything everywhere, sending vocals all over the place. It sounded like a complete train. And so we had to just back off that and say, you know what, we can't do that. We've got to do this the old-fashioned way. And that's what I ended up doing. But it really turned out well. And, you know, again, it was our record company said, you know, the radio's not going to play this. And I said, I know, probably not, but I think we need to do this. Well, audiences love it. You know, we do one or three or four of them, usually a night. And one of the arrangements is in the garden. And it really, really touches people. We do, when we all get to heaven, we're up-tempo, and they love that. John is featured on the new hymn, In Christ Alone. And that's a great song. And so it's just, it's different, yeah. Really different. But I'm really glad I just persevered. There were times it was almost like having a baby. I really, really had to press through because there were a couple of places where it looked like we're just going to have to can this whole thing. It's just not going to happen. After all the work and all the time and all the money, just not going to happen. But I just kept pressing through. eventually got it, and I'm so glad we did, because it's worth it.
That's great. Though that four-voice sound is the heart of everything Southern Gospel. You guys do it very well.
Thank you.
It's always great to see the Blackwood Brothers, and we want to thank you very much for being on Gospel Music today.
Ken, thank you. It's always great to visit with you.
Thank you for having me.
In this month's edition of the Singing News Magazine, the cover story is about the old past, and it's called Enjoying the Journey. It tells of a special journey for Doug Roark, Steve Ladd, Daniel Ashmore, and Tim Rackley. The old past have found success, not in the destination, but in the journey. You can find a link to Singing News Magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Emmaus Road Quartet sings at Providence Baptist Church in Shady Dale, Georgia on July 26 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
Yesterday, I was lost and empty, all alone and lonely. Without God, that was yesterday. Today, everything is brighter. The heavy load is lighter. I'm dancing down a brand new road today. I'm going down to the river. I'm gonna get baptized. Buried with the Savior. Raised to new life. I got me some new shoes and a robe. Going down to the river, gonna get baptized.
Shall we gather at the river?
Today, the wife that left is with me. The kids are glad to see me. This is just a miracle today.
Tomorrow, gonna tell the good news. God is here to reach you,
to save your soul, so you can say tomorrow.
I'm going down to the river. I'm gonna get baptized. Buried with the Savior. Raised to new life.
I got me some new shoes and a robe. Going down to the river.
Gonna get baptized.
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear Mark 209. I think it's CD release party time in the archives.
You are correct. From Nashville, Tennessee, we had the Gospel Music Today cameras at Mark 209's release of a new CD from a few years ago. And that exclusive video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
First time.
Enjoy hearing Mark 209 sing. They always get an amazing audience reaction. Great singing and a great program. We love them.
And they travel coast to coast and border to border. So we always are excited. If you get a chance to go out and see them, check them out.
Good advice.
And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Jean Grady.
We are glad you could spend some time with us. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Jean has a feature group.
Maybe one you've never heard of. It's called King's Cadence.
I'll be talking to Bill Lawrence of the Diplomats Quartet on today's program. You've been listening to some new music.
I have new CDs by United Voice, Isaac Swell, and Jessica Horton.
And you've been reading?
I've been out on the internet reading Christian Voice magazine.
From the Memphis Quartet show, we heard the Bible Tones sing. We have exclusive concert video on today's program.
And let me think, do the archives take us to Arkansas?
Yes, they do. From a couple of years ago, the His Songs sang in the great state of Arkansas. We have exclusive video coming up on today's show.
There is a lot going on. Let's go.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
The Lohr family has signed a recording agreement with Crossroads label Horizon Records. Their upcoming album, Hidden Blessings, is produced by Wayne Hahn. Singer-songwriter Joseph Habedank is the first Christian music artist to receive an endorsement from the German audio company Sennheiser. Michael Davis of the Dominion Agency has announced the addition of Russell Wise to the staff as a booking agent. Longtime Southern Gospel Air personality Rodney Baucom has joined the Singing News Radio Network as the new midday host and also as host of the weekly Top 20 Countdown. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. And I love talking about the Memphis Quartet show. We had a great time there. The Bible Tones were there, and I think you have a clip.
Yes, we do.
Jake, you listen and title this song, titled Welcome to Heaven.
Lately I've been yearning for home, but my heart has already gone. With each step I take, I feel one step from walking through those pearly gates. And soon he'll call, announcing my entrance, and I'll go without just to bow in his presence and to hear my Redeemer say, welcome to heaven, my down.
We love the Memphis Quartet Show, and we always enjoy seeing our friends the Bible Tones from Mississippi. They have been around for several decades. Jack Armstrong manages that group now, and he's been around for a few decades, but not quite as long as the group name has been, and they did a great job.
I think they've been around for 60 years.
Well,
that's a long time. Mm-hmm. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Randy Shelnut. Randy sings with the Dixie Echoes, and his birthday is on July 22nd.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more video from the Memphis Quartet Show coming up a little later on today's program. But first, Jean has been listening to some new music.
Sharing the Gospel with One United Voice, Volume 3 by United Voice has 11 songs by some great classic writers. I Shall Know Him by Fanny Crosby, Master of the Sea by Squire Parsons, plus Hide Thou Me. My favorite was written by Bill Shivers and Craig Singletary called I'm Going There. That's Volume 3 from United Voice.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Emmaus Road Quartet at Providence Baptist Church in Shadydale, Georgia on July 26. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
King's Cadence is a male quartet from the Chattanooga area and was a dream of K.C. Armstrong since 1994. As a Christ-centered ministry, their vision is to sing great songs to people who are yearning for good news, an encouraging word, or maybe just something to smile about. Each member has been singing gospel music with other groups for decades, and all four men have had vocal training at the collegiate level and hold degrees in music. Collectively, they bring years of experience and variety of musical styles to a concert. Members of King's Cadence are Todd Gaither, tenor, Jay Craig, lead, Mark Tilley, baritone, and Casey Armstrong, bass. You can find out more about this new group at kingscadence.com.
We had our cameras at the Memphis Quartet Show. We heard the Bible Tones sing, and we have exclusive video coming up on Gospel Music Today.
And when I'm not singing with the Bible Tones or running my mouth at a high rate of speed as an auctioneer, I'm a Jones County deputy sheriff. And I want to do a little something that kind of continues what Danny was doing to start. You looking at some guys on this stage that support law enforcement and our military. And if you stood up, this song is in your honor. It's called Walking Behind the Star.
Thank you.
When that old Wild West needed taming, a special breed was born, instilled with the courage to walk behind the star, to take a stand for the rights of man, knowing it could mean their life. But somebody had to draw that line between wrong and right. Today it's not much different, just the uniforms have changed. Good folks need protecting where evil still remains. So thank God for the women and men sworn to uphold the law. And thank Him for the fallen who gave their all.
Walking behind the star, braving the line of fire, standing tall when duty calls, they're taking it down to the wire, from helping a newborn arrive in the seat of an old squad car, to putting the bad guys away.
Chest. Then it becomes a symbol of America's best.
Walking behind the star, braving the line of fire,
in the seat of an old squad car. To put in the bad guys away, walking behind the star. We're putting the bad guys away,
walking behind the star.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Bill Lawrence. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
The Diplomats Quartet has a new bass singer, although he's not a new bass singer.
That's right.
And we talked to Bill Lawrence, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are backstage at the Memphis Quartet Show. With me, Bill Lawrence of the Diplomats Quartet. Bill, welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And you are the new guy with the Diplomats Quartet, which may sound a little odd to be the new guy after all these years. But how did you get connected with Jim and his group?
Well, I've known Jim for years and years. I always thought a lot of he and Corey and Rita. And he contacted me back in December, January, somewhere the first part of the year, and asked me if I was interested in singing again. And I said, no, it's been 13 years. I don't think I am interested anymore. But he kept calling, and I kept praying about it, and here I am.
That's great. We were at the Diplomats' homecoming just this past weekend, mm-hmm. and it's sounding good.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's good to see, we miss Rita, of course, but
absolutely.
It's good to see that Diplomats Quartet mm-hmm. back again.
Yeah.
With a live band, what's that like?
Wow, that has been wonderful. When I started with Brian Free Insurance, we had a live band, and that was awesome because, you know, the beauty of that is you can slow songs down, you can speed them up. If you just have something on your heart you want to speak of, you have a band that can work with you. With tracks, they sound great, wonderful, but it's just not the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, a live band is so good. And I didn't even realize Jimmy had a live band right now. Oh, so yeah. When I came on board, it was so welcome to me.
Yeah, he's been doing that for
a long time. Yeah.
And we got to hear them during the sound check, and they were working on a new song for the band. And it's not just a band. It's a great band.
They are
really good.
It is. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to think of a name to name the band. You know, when I was with Gold City, we called it the Band of Gold.
Yeah.
And I haven't come up with a good name for it yet. But
yeah.
they're awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say it any other way.
Yeah.
They put their heart and soul into it. It's wonderful.
It's a great sound. We met you just briefly to kind of say hello when you were with Gold City for a while.
Mm-hmm.
With Brian Free Insurance was before that.
Yes.
Was that your first full-time group?
Well, no. If we go back to, I think it was 1998, Phil Cross called me. Mm-hmm. And I sung with Phil just a few weeks.
Have you been recording yet with the Diplomats?
Just finished a project. It actually was released this past Friday. And I got to say, even an old guy that's been away from it for 13 years, it turned out pretty good.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Title of it?
1968.
Okay.
And the reasoning for the title is that's when the group formed.
All right.
So we went back and chose some old songs. Don't put me on the spot. I don't remember any names. Some old songs from the 60s and recorded them kind of in that fashion, and mm-hmm. it turned out really good.
That's great. Okay. Well, Bill, we're glad we caught up with you here in Memphis. It's been great to have you with us on Gospel Music Today.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it very much.
The cover story on this month's Christian Voice magazine is about Carol Barham, and it's called God, Oral Roberts, and Billy Graham. There's also an interview with John Lanier called 30 Years Later, as well as other great articles this month. You can find a link to Christian Voice magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have a new music video from the Lefevre Quartet.
And it's this song called A Rugged Old Cross, and it's from their new CD, Ascending.
The Lefevre Quartet, up next on Gospel Music Today.
Heavenbound is a new CD by Isaac's Well, and it was produced by Jeff Collins. It has Conrad Cook's Streets of Gold and Dottie Rambo's The Holy Hills of Home. The song on the CD that I like best is Oh Yes I Am. That's Heavenbound by Isaac's Well.
Hello, friends. Rodney Griffin here with Greater Vision, and you're watching Gospel Music Today. Stay tuned.
If you miss Gospel Music Today on television, you can always find the show on the Gospel Music Today website, gospelmusictoday.com. You'll find concert updates, too, and links to find concerts near you. The Gospel Music Today website, gospelmusictoday.com.
Hi, I'm Sonia Browder with the Browders, and you're watching Gospel Music Today.
Jessica Horton has a new CD called Both Feet In. It was produced by Dennis McKay and Jessica. Some favorites on the CD are Life's Railway to Heaven and In the Garden, as well as the title song, and I like the song Tough as a Pine Knot. That's Both Feet In by Jessica Horton. Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear the Hiss songs. Okay, we said at the beginning of the show that we may go to Arkansas for the archives, so let's go.
And to be specific, we went to Gravette, Arkansas, one of Bro Greg's great concerts. We heard the Hiss songs sing, and that exclusive video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
Richard and his wife Kelly had their very first child. And when she was 3 days old, they discovered she had more than 22 tumors in her heart. Said she'd probably never make it. I'll tell you what. My first grandchild, you know how I felt. 13 days old, they discovered multiple brain tumors. They said, if she lives, she'll never walk, she'll never talk, she'll never be like other children. And sometimes people will ask us, how do you get through? How can you keep singing? How can you keep a smile on your face? How can you keep serving God? And Richard was asked that question, and Richard said, we get through. I just tell them, Jesus. This is a song that was written for that story.
They ask me how I've made it when the times get so tough. They ask me how I smile when the going gets so tough. They ask me how I seem to live just above the storms, and how I seem to celebrate when the rains begin to pour. They wonder how I seem to move through every single trial and never bow to circumstance and dance through every mile. They ask me how, through so much pain and questions with no end, I can simply say that all is well and I am going to win. 'Cause I just tell them,
show what Jesus did for us. Mikhail, come down here, baby.
Jesus, there's just something about that
This is our daughter, Michaela. This last week, July the 19th, Michaela turned 9 years old. All 22 tumors in her heart are completely gone. And you know, she's started, almost ready to start fourth grade. And her name is Michaela. And Michaela, if you want to walk around that way back there.
I do think we are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we thank you for spending the last 30 minutes with us. Remember, we have a Facebook page out there, and you can find out what's going on with Gospel Music Today right there on Facebook.
Good advice.
And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are glad you could spend some time with us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is Rescued.
From the National Quartet Convention, I will be speaking to all the members of the Blackwood Brothers Quartet, and you've been listening to some new music.
A brand new CD by Pardoned.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading the singing news.
From the Memphis Quartet Show, the Classic Melody Boys exclusive concert video on today's program.
And what about those archives?
From a couple of years ago in Nashville, Tennessee, a CD release celebration from Mark 209 exclusive video on today's program.
Well, that's excited. Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
The McCameys have released a DVD of the NQC tribute to their 60 years of singing. Live Like No Other features live music and behind-the-scenes interviews. The Browns have released a new EP entitled Brave on the Stowtown label. The second single release is Better Off There, written by Sonia Isaacs-Yeary, Jimmy Yeary, and Wayne Hahn. Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee has named Gateway Management as Goodwill Ambassador for the state of Tennessee. The company is connecting their artists to the Tennessee Tourism Department and other state offices. Scott Godsey's Godsey Media Management has announced Arise Partners to bring artists and audiences together as partners in ministry. Partners will receive exclusive access to music and concerts, and their support will help cover artists' travel expenses to small churches. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to the Memphis Quartet Show, and every year the Classic Melody Boys come back to join, and it's always wonderful to see them. I think we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I won't lead me
to that rock?
Yes, lead me
to that rock.
Why don't you lead me to that rock? Is higher than I. Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why don't you lead me
to that rock that is higher than I?
Won't lead me
to that rock.
Yes, lead me
to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Well, if you go down into the fold to search among the sheep,
my brother,
thou hast been a shelter for me.
Boom, boom,
well, you'll find him there, so I am told, with those he loves to keep,
my brother,
thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why
won't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I?
Won't
lead me to that rock.
Yes, Lord,
lead me to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why don't you lead
me
to the rock,
to the rock
that's higher than I? Why don't you
lead me
to the rock,
to the rock
that's higher than I? Why don't you
lead me to that rock,
to the rock that's
higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Boom, boom, boom.
Holy.
Is higher than I. Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shelter for me.
Melody Boys were on the road for many years, retiring in 2012, and that group that we saw in Memphis was the longest-running lineup of the Melody Boys Quartet. And now they sing several times a year as the classic Melody Boys.
They were wonderful. Mm-hmm. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Jeff Chapman. Jeff sings with the Kingdom Airs, and his birthday is July 17. Jean has been listening to some new music.
The group Pardoned has a new CD out, and it's called Till the Poison's Gone. It was produced by Josh Bright. Most of the songs were written by member Rusty Rowan, and the current radio release from the CD is Preacher's Daughter. Also on the CD are Live and Forgiven and Keep on Praying. That's Till the Poison's Gone by Pardoned.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Littles at Bethel Baptist Church in Taylorsville, North Carolina on July 19. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
Rescued is a trio out of Knoxville, Tennessee that started out as part of a local quartet called Heart to Heart. Alice Overholt joined the group in 2000, and the following year, Danny Overholt joined the group. In 2002, two members retired, so Alice and Danny continued the ministry as a duo. Nita Province joined the group in 2009, and the group began expanding to other states, spreading the name of Jesus in song. In 2018, the group changed its name to Rescued, keeping their goal the same, to see souls saved. You can find out more about this week's feature group at rescuedministries.net. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with the Blackwood Brothers. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We were at the National Quartet Convention. We always look forward to talking to the Blackwood Brothers. And this conversation with the Blackwood Brothers is up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention with me, members of the Blackwood Brothers, and we want to welcome you guys to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you, Ken. Good to be with you.
Good work. We want to talk about current recordings, and I know you've got some really exciting things going on. But 2019, if I add this up correctly, is 85 years for the Blackwood Brothers. Mm-hmm. Just run me through a little of that history.
Oh, my.
I know.
Well, my dad was James, and he and his two older brothers and a nephew started the group in 1934. Blazed the trails for Southern Gospel Quartet music. And in 1950, they made Memphis our home, and that's been our base ever since. And a lot of great things began to happen. They signed with RCA Victor Records in 52, were on national TV in 54, and that decade just exploded for the group. And, we're one of RCA's top religious-selling artists. So, I mean, just a lot of good things happened. You know, over the years, though, obviously from the early days when it was all family, there have probably been 75 or 100 non-family members come through the group, but always with a Blackwood at the helm. And about 10 years ago, I rejoined the group after having played with the group when I was a kid, but rejoined the group 10 years ago. And my brother Jimmy retired 7 years ago, and so I'm the lone Blackwood, and I have Butch Owens on bass to my right here, and Jonathan Mattingly behind me, and our tenor Wayne Little's not here today, but the four of us are the current Blackwood Brothers, and we travel and do what we do all over the country and present the gospel.
You do it very well. We always enjoy whenever we get to see the Blackwood Brothers in a church or on a stage or wherever it is.
Thank you. You surprise us sometimes. You show up when we don't know you're going to be there.
That's right. Sometimes we surprise ourselves. Butch has sung with several other groups, of course.
I have.
How did you get connected with the Blackwood Brothers?
Funny story. I originally started with the Stamps full-time, and then the Florida Boys, and I sang with the Songfellas for a short time. I was not singing at all, and a friend of mine called me and told me that the Blackwood Brothers were looking for a bass singer, and was I aware? Of course, I was not at the time. So I made some attempts to get hold of them, but the only contact information I had was an 800 number online. And I called the 800 number on a Saturday and got a recording. I left my name and number. And the next day, Billy called me. And I thought, you know, it's a response to my recorded message that I left with the office. But Billy and the group were out in California at the time. And somebody out there that knew me from my stamps days told Billy that maybe he should give me a call and we should talk. Billy called. We did an audition weekend, and they hired me. And I've been here ever since. Been here for a little over 7 years now.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you. I'm sorry for that elongated answer there. I'm singing occasionally.
That's why they have energy.
We weren't at it too much of that. That was a good story. The newest guy, the group has been really had a lot of stability in the world of Southern Gospel. I'm very grateful for that. The newest guy, Jonathan, how did you get connected to the Blackwood Brothers?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'll try to condense it. I've sung my whole life. I sang with my family, the Mattingly family, since I was born. My mom and dad have sung together for 47 years, I think.
John's not that old.
No, I'm not that old, but my mom and dad, I mean, they have a long history in singing, and I'm the youngest of six children, so I grew up singing Southern Gospel music, and about 2.5 years ago, felt the Lord calling me to leave my family and move to Nashville. Didn't know why. Didn't have a job planned or anything. But I really felt like that's what the Lord was calling me to do. And so Sarah and I moved to Nashville to try to further my career in music. And actually, the week we moved, Billy called me. And it was definitely a God thing, because
this is a great story.
It was 3 days after we had moved into our apartment that Billy called me and said, "Hey, this is Billy Blackwood with the Blackwood Brothers. We're in the process of looking for a lead singer. Michael Helwig, our lead singer, had to come off the road. He was diagnosed with ALS. Couldn't travel anymore. It was wearing on him. So he said, would you be interested in trying out?" And I said, "Absolutely. I would love to try out." Because I'd grown up listening to the Blackwood Brothers sing James Blackwood on the Gaither videos my whole life. And so I said, I would love to try out. And so I said, "That'd be great. We're holding auditions at Family Room Studios in Gallatin." And I kind of chuckled, and I felt bad because I chuckled, and he said, what's so funny? And I said, that's literally like a mile from my house where we had moved to. So it was just right around the corner from where we had moved to. So he said, "Well, we're holding auditions there tomorrow." He said, "We'd love to have you come out and try out." And so I went the next day, and we talked and sung for probably an hour and a half, and went out on a couple of tryout weekends, and they offered me the job in June. And it's been 2 years, so they've kept me around, so hopefully I'm doing something right.
I guess it's working out. Well, it's been a little over a year now that we saw the ceremony at the Memphis Quartet show where Blackwood Brothers got the brass note for the Beale Street Walk of Fame. And then just a few weeks ago, Gene and I went and saw the now encased in concrete on the street brass note. Explain what that is.
Well, a lot of people know Memphis has a rich history of blues music, and of course it's home of Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins. A lot of music has gone on in Memphis over the years. And in addition to the Blackwood Brothers being our home, but there's a famous street basically tied to blues called Beale Street in Memphis. And they have, over the years, awarded recording artists associated with the recording industry a brass note, much like the Hollywood Star of Fame in Hollywood, California. But these are brass notes, quarter or eighth notes, and they inscribe your name on them, and they give them to artists that they feel are, you know, worthy of that. And so they contacted us, the committee that does that contacted us and said, we want to award the Black Brothers one of these. And we said, well, okay. That'd be great. So they did. A year ago in Memphis, they awarded us that brass note. And then it takes a while, I think, to go through the process. They have to wait for the tourist season to die out so they can actually implant it. But they embed it in the sidewalk, much like the stars of Hollywood.
Yeah.
And all up and down Beale Street, there's, you know, Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis and B.B. King. And the Blackwood Brothers are now in that brass note walk of fame in Memphis.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Kind of a cool honor.
It is. It's fun just to find it, find that note. You have a CD with it's really different and really good. Tell me about the a cappella CD.
You know, Ken, I rejoined the group. I played drums with the group when I was a teenager, but I rejoined the group 10 years ago. And pretty much immediately, I had an arrangement in my head of It As Well With My Soul that I wanted to see if the guys would do a cappella. And we did. We learned it, and we would stage that. And then as time went on, we added one or two more. And I just, I love the old hymns. I love what they represent. And so we had done a record called Classics about 3 years ago with He Touched Me and Who Am I and Blood Will Lose Its Power, I'd Rather Have Jesus Without Him, just 10 classical songs. And it was, I really felt, I'm not trying to just be spiritual, but I really felt like the Lord said, I want this to be what you do. And so I actually went to our record company and I said, I want our next record to be all old songs done with just a piano the way the Black Reviews used to do it back in the day. And that's not real radio friendly. And so they, you know, kind of thought, well, okay, we'll try that. Well, it's been very successful. And then it came time to do a new record. And I felt like the Holy Spirit just kind of impressed me. Let's take that a step further. Let's do a whole selection of old hymns and capitalizing on the a cappella ones that we already had. Let's do the whole thing a cappella. So I began arranging those, picking the songs and arranging them, and spent several months, really honestly, in the back of the bus just thinking through parts and writing everything out, because you can't, that's not the kind of thing you can do on the fly.
Yeah.
You know, it really has to be precise. And so I wrote all that out and borrowed a couple of arrangements from people that already had songs, like I Sing the Mighty Power of God was a Courier's song that Neil Enlow arranged. But we put all that together, learned them all, went in and did a cappella hymns CD. There are 10 old hymns, one new hymn in Christ Alone, but 11 songs, no instrumentation, just the four of us. And it was honestly real difficult. You know, there's no margin for error. And, you know, just kind of an aside, one glitch we had. Nowadays in recording technology, they can, in the studio, try to tune things. Well, they were trying to do that, but the arrangements were so unusual and the voicings and things were so difficult that process was just sending everything everywhere, sending vocals all over the place. It sounded like a complete train wreck. And so we had to just back off that and say, you know what, we can't do that. We've got to do this the old-fashioned way. And that's what I ended up doing. But it really turned out well. And, you know, again, it was our record company said, you know, the radio's not going to play this. And I said, I know, probably not, but I think we need to do this. Well, audiences love it. I mean, we do one or two, three or four of them, usually a night. And one of the arrangements is in the garden. And it really, really touches people. We do, when we all get to heaven, we're up-tempo, and they love that. John is featured on the new hymn, In Christ Alone. And that's a great song. And so it's just, it's different, really different. But I'm really glad I just persevered. There were times it was almost like having a baby. I really, really had to press through, because there were a couple of places where it looked like, we're just going to have to can this whole thing. It's just not going to happen. After all the work and all the time and all the money, just not going to happen. But I just kept pressing through, eventually got it. I'm so glad we did, because it's worth it.
That's great. That four voice sound is the heart of everything Southern Gospel. You guys do it very well.
Thank you.
It's always great to see the Blackwood Brothers, and we want to thank you very much for being on Gospel Music today.
Ken, thank you. It's always great to visit with you.
Thank you for having me.
In this month's edition of the Singing News Magazine, the cover story is about the old past, and it's called Enjoying the Journey. It tells of a special journey for Doug Roark, Steve Ladd, Daniel Ashmore, and Tim Rackley. The old past have found success, not in the destination, but in the journey. You can find a link to Singing News Magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Emmaus Road Quartet sings at Providence Baptist Church in Shadydale, Georgia on July 26 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
Yesterday, I was lost and empty, all alone and lonely. Without God, but that was yesterday. Today, everything is brighter. The heavy load is lighter. I'm dancing down a brand new road today. I'm going down to the river. I'm gonna get baptized. Buried with the Savior. Raised to new life. I got me some new shoes. Get baptized.
Shall we gather at the river?
Today, the wife that left is with me. The kids are glad to see me. This is just a miracle today.
Tomorrow, gonna tell the good news. God is here to reach you,
to save your soul, so you can say tomorrow.
I'm going down to the river. Gonna get baptized, buried with the Savior, raised to new life.
I got me some new shoes and a robe wide. Going down to the river,
gonna get baptized.
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear Mark 209. I think it's CD release party time in the archives.
You are correct. From Nashville, Tennessee, we had the Gospel Music Today cameras at Mark 209's release of a new CD from a few years ago. And that exclusive video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
It's not the first time.
Enjoy hearing Mark 209 sing. They always get an amazing audience reaction. Great singing and a great program. We love them.
And they travel coast to coast and border to border. So we always are excited. If you get a chance to go out and see them, check them out.
Good advice.
And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.